Luke Dippman's now joining us. Luke's got an interesting ride on Saturday in the Mick Dippman Plate. Cricket, a three-year-old filly that we've only seen once for Kelso Wood back on October 15. That's October of 2015 at Doomben. Looked very impressive there. The filly then suffered a suspensory injury. Then after that, when she returned back into the stable, she got cast in a box and had to go out again. We've been very patient, Luke. How's she going to be returning on Saturday, mate? Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, mate. How is she, given that we've only seen her the once, but it was way back then?
Yeah, obviously she's had a bit of time off with a few of those issues, but not that only the good ones get hurt, but I've only sat on her once leading up to Saturday, but gee, she impressed me when I galloped her last Tuesday.
Yeah,
last Saturday.
Tell us a little bit about, where were you in 2015? Were you riding up there?
I believe I'd only just come back. I remember watching her actually when Mickey Carr won on her, but I'd only just come back up from Sydney, I believe. So she would only just gone round when I moved back to the Gold Coast.
Mate, she was pretty dominant to win on that occasion. She led up and won by a good couple of lengths. And Kelso Wood, most of us probably thought, gee, he's found another one. What are you hearing about her? And that track work from last Saturday must have given you some confidence by the sounds of it.
Yeah, obviously she's proven that she can gallop, and everything that she does in the morning suggests that she can. But it'll be interesting if she goes against this field on Saturday. I think you'll really find out how good she is. Obviously, she's got a outside alley, which doesn't make it easy, but she should press forward and be able to run a decent race.
Yeah. Did she give you the feel of a good horse?
Yeah, she did. She did. She worked with Smithcraft, and obviously, he's a pretty good two-year-old in himself, and she worked better than him. So hopefully she can do the same on Saturday.
Yeah, fantastic. Kelso must be wrapped just to get her back, and the owners particularly, given everything that she's been through.
Exactly. She's been a bit of a nightmare to sort of get back to the races after that first start, but hopefully things work out to plan and she can keep winning races.
Yeah, the main thing is what she gave you on Saturday was a really good feel. You've got to overcome barrier 14 in the Mick Dippman, but let's hope that she runs well going forward. How's the carnival at this early stage looking, Luke?
Yeah, good. Obviously things chop and change, but I've got a good couple of rides coming up in the next few weeks, so hopefully they can stick around and lead up to those group races towards the end of the carnival.
Any names that we can jot down?
Obviously, Smithcraft and Billy the Kid go around next weekend. It's Philly on Saturday. If she runs a good race, we'll probably be primed for the bigger races from there. So that's probably a start.
Well, mate, let's hope that she runs well cricket on Saturday. Now for Kelso Wood and Patricia Gelser, we wish them the very best. It's race 6, number 13, at 3:07. A lot of interest in the way that she performed back, as I say, in 2015, and let's hope she can come back equally as good. Thanks a lot, Luke. Really appreciate it.
Cheers. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Luke Dippman joining us there from Brisbane with the latest on cricket.